Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart, another wonderful day that the Lord our God has made. Today is February the 15th, 2022. It is a wonderful Tuesday that the Lord our God has made, and I thank God for it. I like to add the date. That way it gives people a reference. And the Lord is moving, and I love the glories of the Holy Spirit. Every glory we enter into. When we enter into a glory, that means the Lord knows that you're sanctioned. You know, He sanctioned you to walk in greater glories because you were faithful in the previous. I mean, it becomes wise to move you along. Jesus said, if you bear fruit, He'll purge you that you bear more fruit. That's just the wisdom of God. That's good for us as kings and priests, as joint heirs with Christ, because we're enabled to win more souls. We become mightier when every time we enter into another glory. And I want to say something about that. Some people don't have a platform yet, like a ministry, a TV ministry. That's a continual platform. And when you're anointed and you get this, God bless you to speak to thousands, then millions, then a global ministry, and you're in a unique position, and you want to always excel to the next glory. You don't want to stop somewhere. But there are also people that God haven't given the same sort of platform. God used them in a different way, and He give them what He gives them, however He does it. See, the anointing that works on your life, you were faithful somewhere and God anointed you. Now, we know, we pointed out that the more faithful you are, the more oil you get. You know, King Saul was anointed with a vial of oil, while David was anointed with a horn of oil. And, you know, I never paid that any attention. Pastor Jim, before he was Pastor Jim, my pastor's son, he taught that years ago. He pointed that out. I thank God for it. Every time I think about it, I think about him teaching that day. It really blessed me. And now he's the pastor. I thank God for that. See, with God, everything increases. You grow from glory to glory. And when you're faithful, you're going to be blessed. You're going to be increased. You don't have to go and beg people to promote you. You don't have to get people to follow behind you. You don't have to do squirrely, worldly things to be recognized. The anointing will do all that by itself. All you got to do is keep being faithful, and you're going to have a platform, a unique platform that God needs. And sometimes people equate a platform that people can see, that man can see and look at and point at, as being approved of God, but that's not the case. The anointing I'm talking about and the glory that you walk in has nothing to do with the audience that watches you and hear you. This is something that God gave you to be a blessing in unique ways. And every audience, see, there are many audiences. Some people will watch TV. Some people will never watch TV. Some people hate TV. And if they did, they wouldn't watch a Christian channel. So some people will listen to the radio. Some people never listen to the radio. Some people only listen to YouTube. So wherever God plants you is where He strategically needs you. Whether it's in a church, whether it's outside the church, whether it's a coach on a football team, the anointing is useful wherever it's supposed to be. And see, the Lord knows how He'll put you where you'll grow up people that will hear you. You can have a 1,000-member church, but that don't mean that they're going to do the will of God. That don't mean that they're interested in the things of God. You may be a pastor and you replaced another pastor that died or went on to be with the Lord, and you've been given a platform, but your preaching style is not, to them, it's not savory. They're used to the other guy. And so just because you're installed in a big, large church, that doesn't mean the people will hear you out. But the Lord, when the Lord is involved, when the Lord builds the house, He'll plant you where you can be utilized. And not only that, See, there's so much to be done. Sometimes people say, well, if I can't preach at church, I'm just a nobody. It doesn't work that way. I preach every day. I don't need a church to preach. I preach every day because I live the life of God. Wherever I go, I live according to God's word. And I say things and I pray for people. I minister to people wherever I go in unique ways. So the anointing that God puts on your life is not bound to the platform that people are used to and love so much. And just because you haven't received the same sorts of platforms that others are used to doesn't mean that you're not valuable to God. See, God is strategic in all of his ways. He knows what he's doing. If you follow him, you're gonna be covenant appropriate. And that's what you want. But see, sometimes people are covenant appropriate and they may not have the most notable platform, but God notices them and God gives them assignments. And he does things strategically. And people, when it's not like they think it should be, they just quit, or they fall apart, or they get disgusted, or they get sad, feel like a nobody. That's just a temptation of the devil. See, the glory that you walk in, that's up to you. And I found this out. As I obeyed God, just seeking to do his will, he taught me things that nobody would expect me to know, far beyond my years. People, you know, when I say far beyond your years, okay, if you're 25 years old, on average, people don't expect you to do much more than what a 25-year-old guy would do. And a lot of them are chasing girls, okay? But you're living far beyond, you're seeking the Holy Spirit, learning of who he is. See, they didn't follow me around. If they did, see, when I was in my 20s, until the Lord called me to the ministry personally, I used to be in a band. We played R&B music, and we played some of Prince's songs. I didn't, you know, after I got saved, I didn't like that kind of music anymore. And I wanted to play godly music. And we would play good music and sometimes Christian music. And I wanted to go all Christian, but the guys wasn't ready for that yet at that time, you know. And I understand that people they know how they want to do things. And we all enjoyed the band. We enjoyed each other. We stayed friends. But I wanted to learn of God and I wanted to do something to represent him once I got a taste of what Jesus was all about. So I eventually, we went our own ways, but we still loved each other, and now we have Bible class together. And see, the things of the world, worldly songs, can be opposite of what God is doing. And I wanted to honor God. I didn't want anything to interrupt that flow of honoring God. But see, when after I received the Holy Spirit, I wanted to learn more about him. So I went to church a lot. Now on Friday nights when we would be playing somewhere and playing music, me and three or four other guys would meet up at the church and clean the church building and wash the baptism pool and vacuum the floors and wipe and dust off the pews and take out the trash. And then we'd go bowling or something. And while we were doing all that, we'd be listening to Bishop Bonner or Elder Lewis. Elder Lewis was the pastor. Bishop Bonner was his pastor. And we loved to listen to the word. Or we listened to songs that we liked. Christian music, Christian songs. And some of them were musicians and they'd sing while we cleaned the church. We were having fun. Now, some people say, well, why would a 20-year-old go clean a church on a Friday night? Well, we wanted to do something so bad. We wanted to do something to honor God. We wanted to serve him. And see, back then, that was a radio station, WDJC, and they played a lot of good Christian music that people our age would just love. And we listened to that, and we listened to all, even though we were young, we listened to all kind of Christian music. even old stuff, even old hymns. So it wasn't about contemporary versus old fashioned. We just did it all. We just had a good time. And we were enthused about the Lord, you know. And so people didn't see that. They just saw when I was working on cars and stuff, they didn't know all this happened. They just saw a 25-year-old. They expected a normal 25-year-old guy. But when you stay in the Lord's presence, you start talking like the Lord. You start learning from the Lord. And your dedication, if you draw near to the Lord, he'll draw near to you. And that's what happened for me. And he did it out of what, in a way that I wouldn't get in pride. But I remember sometimes the Lord would have me say something and older people would just, they'd be astonished. But I didn't realize, I didn't think about it. I was just enjoying the Lord like I always did. And sometimes people, they'd be impressed, or some people would be provoked. People they respond all kind of ways. But see, when the Lord know that you love him, and the wisest prayer I ever prayed besides salvation and asking for the Holy Spirit, after receiving salvation and receiving the Holy Spirit, one day I almost got in a fight and I asked the Lord to teach me how to love his people. Now that was the one. I learned so much from asking the Lord to teach me how to love his people. Because I thought I was going to mess up. But I learned so many things from the Lord. He trusted me to understand so much more than how to love his people. And it gave me a godly appetite. See, that's what happens when you enter into another glory. And if you keep your foundation of first love, that agape love of Jesus, if you stick with it, see, the Beatitudes is a representation of the agape love of God towards man. So if you receive what Jesus gave you, that agape love of God that will die for your brother, all right, you love people so much that you're meek, all right? You're powerful enough to do, God knows what, but you're meek. You don't do it. You don't hurt. You don't use your power to hurt people. You don't use your prestige to defame someone. You don't use your might. You may have the money and the might to do great things, but you could take somebody to court. They can't afford to go to court. You know, it's just using it for an example. But you don't. You could when it's in your power to hurt someone, you don't. Even in retaliation, even if they were wrong, you're meek. That agape love of God. Then the pure in heart will see God. And what will happen when the pure in heart see God? They're gonna grow some more. And they're gonna be trusted with more by the Holy Spirit. They'll enter into another glory. And see, when that happens for us, people that don't enter into that next glory, their language is not the same. Their way of talking is different. What they're able to comprehend and understand is different. It's varied. But when you enter into a glory, you see more than what people normally see. Just like when I was 25, I kept on delving into the things of God or drawing near to the Lord. He kept drawing near to me. So naturally, if that happens for you, it's gonna be in your countenance, in your advice, in your way, in your gait, the way you walk. Everything changes as you enter into the glory of God. So it's just like if a guy go to school and he's a diligent student, and he spends time with his professors. He's learning and learning. So when the guys he went to high school with, when he come and play, on a Sunday evening when they play football at the park, and they're talking to him, he can talk on a level of understanding in whatever field he studied much more than they could, even if they made better grades than he did when they were in high school. See, some people, they get married younger and they don't go and finish school, but some persist and go to school. So anytime you're receiving knowledge and wisdom and understanding, it's in you. And that goes for professions, and it also goes for your relationship with the Lord. So you'll be able, when you continue to learn the intended meaning of the word by the Holy Spirit. Now that's perfect knowledge. That's not just a dogma of man or doctrinal. That's not just doctrinal knowledge that people are used to. It goes much deeper than that. It sees much further than that. You know, the Word of God gives you a God's eye view as you look at life. So when you walk into greater glories, and it is possible that some people can walk in greater glories, and people that have a perceived greater platform, they'll be astonished at what you're learning just in your relationship with the Lord. It puzzles people. No matter how far they go in life, they just didn't see you coming. And that's how it was so many years ago. People that were much older than me. David said in Psalm 119, around 89 through 95, somewhere in there, David said, "Thy word has made me wiser than my teachers and wiser than the ancients." So let's look at it. I've been talking about it so much, I hate to mess up a scripture again. But the Lord loves us. And as you draw near to him, he will draw near to you. It is wise for him to. And he wants to. And see, the thing about the Lord is he don't hold people back. People try to hold people back. But your success don't come from man. It comes from the north. And that's also pointed out in the Psalms. You can get somebody to promote you if you want to. But if God didn't sanction that thing, if a man give you a platform that God didn't give you, you won't fit it. Even if you are in a greater glory, you have to be able to fit the platform, just like a person with a greater platform or a perceived greater platform has to fit the anointing it takes to walk it out. And so sometimes, you know, I respect people operating in the glory that God gave them. And then in the platform that God gave them. See, when God do it, it's right. It's going to be good. And you may know more than them, but they can still do their job. And I thank God for it. And it's just a beautiful thing to see how God does things. And when he explains things to you, you walk in it and you don't forget it. It works. It blesses others. It enables the agape love that you walk in, that foundational covenant love that you walk in, causes you to be anointable. And as you're faithful, you're going to walk right into a greater glory all the time. Now let's listen. This is Psalms 119. I'm going to start at verse 92. Because 98 is the one I was talking about. But 92, it's so rich, I highlighted these. 92 says, "Unless thy law had been my delights, I should then have perished in mine affliction." See, when the word of God is your delight, you're going to spring traps. You're going to walk out of them. You're the kind of person God can lead. God can't lead all of his people. Some people are their focus is on this world too much, and when the Lord speaks to them, some are double-minded, some don't know whether it was God or not, because they're not used to talking to him. Thank God that they're still in covenant, but they have unnecessary problems because they won't listen and get out of them. Verse 93 says, "I will never forget thy precepts, for with them thou hast quickened me." In other words, you brought me to life. I see life now. I experience life and peace. Verse 94 says, "I am thine. Save me, for I have sought thy precepts." The wicked, verse 95, the wicked have waited for me to destroy me, but I will consider thy testimonies. They know the character of God. They know what God has to say. So in the most trying moments of their life, they're going to stand. They know the character. Like my pastor said years ago, when you don't know the word, you still know the character of God. You know his testimonies. Verse 96, I have seen an end of all perfection, but thy commandment is exceeding broad. I love verse 97. Oh, how I love thy law. It is my meditation all the day. This is something that I live by. Not because I want to be some great preacher. It's because I love God. And I want to be covenant appropriate. And I want to represent him right. God has been terribly misrepresented, not only by the world, but by his own people, when they won't walk in the agape love of God. When they won't walk in covenant love. And they leave that covenant foundation. Verse 98. And here's what I was talking about. Thou, through thy commandments, has made me wiser than mine enemies, for they are ever with me. Yeah, the commandments of God are ever with me, and made me wiser than my enemies. And the enemies are ever with you also. Verse 99, I have more understanding than all my teachers, all of them. For thy testimonies are my meditation. Read that again. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for thy testimonies are my meditation. See, the teachers taught. They did their job. They introduced you to life. And if they're the teacher, you're the student. On average, you're the younger and they're the older. You listen to their testimonies. And see, some of the problems that it took them so long to learn. See, when you're pioneering and learning, it's different than when somebody give it to you. But if the key word here is meditation. If you think about it, meditate on it, on what your teachers told you. Not only will you be able to proceed doing what they did, but you're doing it at a much younger age, and you also have what you already knew before they taught you, and you were diligent in learning what they had to say. So, of course, if they did their job, if I do my job, people are going to be much wiser and further along than me. If they're poor students, then it won't work. But if they're good students, then they're going to, this is how it is. They'll have more understanding at a much younger age than I did at my younger age, and they'll be able to go further along. They know what to watch out for. They can keep on moving. When I used to get discouraged, it would set me back. One time I stopped studying the word because I felt so discouraged because nobody was listening. Now, I would study and enjoy the Lord, but I didn't have that same perseverance. So I just watched TV. I was so disgusted with the way people had done things. And see, I love God. I had that agape love of God. I'm the same guy that cleaned the church on Friday night. Now, I'm learning things that will put churches that were already doing well, it would have taken them to the next glory, and I wanted to see it happen. And then when they didn't follow God to his specification, it couldn't happen. And I started knowing this. Now, they still excelled, they still did good, but not to what I saw in visions, not to what God had me to write about. And it was just a load on my mind. See, I'm telling you these things because people are not going to always do what you expect. But you keep moving along. And see, you won't have that slump I went through in 98. And the Lord, one pastor said, even the pastor that didn't follow through like he should have, he encouraged me, get in the word. He preached, get in the word. Now, I was blessed by these pastors. They had what it took. But they did not go forward to God's specifications. See, in this is hard when you're loaded with the denominational doctrines. You're loaded with it. Okay, here comes a guy that's younger, telling you to follow God. And God's going to show you these things. I had to explain some things. Now, at that point, I gave him enough to go on with. But he didn't. So I got discouraged. Not just by him, but others. I wanted to see this thing turn out. And I wanted it to get on, you know, I want them to go forward. So, and I longed for this. And some people would, the enemy probably told people, well, he just want to show out. He just want to prove he's something that he ain't. Or he just after power or something. I didn't care about that junk. All I wanted to see was the people. That's what I wanted to, I wanted to see people go forward. I don't care about prestige and promotions that of man. I wanted to do whatever God said do. That's what I wanted. And I wanted to see it. So I went through a slump because I didn't, you know, I didn't see the things of God like I wanted to. Then he said, get in the Word. I started studying the Word. And then he stopped preaching, get in the Word. I got in the Word. And I never stopped. I increased. Now my study habits have changed. I used to study 15 chapters a day in those days. And then as technology increased, I bought the Word on cassette. And I bought me a cassette player and had an earbud. Everybody that knew me at work knew what I was listening to, and I would listen. I would run that the earbuds up my shirt and in my ear, and I would listen to the Word all day long, and I mean all day long, all books of the Bible all day long. And when the tape run out, I'd turn it over as soon as I could and keep working. And then they came out with MP3 players. All right, I got it on. I got the Word on the MP3 player, and one time I recorded it on an MP3 player, and listened to it with the earbuds. Then they had the Bluetooth, and so I got the Bluetooth phone, and I thought I was in heaven because I didn't have that crazy cord aggravating my neck all day. But I didn't care. I wanted the Word, and I enjoyed every minute of it, folks. And I would listen to the Word all day long. He said, I have more understanding than all my teachers for thy testimonies of my meditation. Now watch this, verse 100. See, I didn't know the verses. I do now. I understand more than the ancients because I keep thy precepts. Then he said in verse, you know, he understand more than the ancients because you... See, some things you learn over time. He keep the precepts of God. Then you start seeing why God said it. Just like God, Jesus said, turn the other cheek. Now I see why he said it. He enabled me to be that way. I see the I value not provoking anger and frustration, but using a soft down answer and turning away wrath, gaining my brother. And not, you know, the Word is sown in peace, creating peace with people. Verse 101 says, I have refrained my feet from every evil way that I might keep thy Word. Then 102, I have not departed from thy judgments, for thou hast taught me. How sweet are the words, are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Through thy precepts I get understanding, wherefore I hate every false way. And that's something else that I had that I learned to confess. I learned to confess that I hate every false way. And 105 says, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. See, when you see these things, it keeps you grounded. It keeps you foundational, which causes you to be anointable, and as you're faithful with the anointing, you will always enter into a greater glory. So this is happening for people everywhere. Satan don't know how to handle it. And when you're not driven by prestige, pride, and arrogance, you can really do some things for God. And so I used to wonder, why don't people want... I used to see the people that inspired me the most. I said, I wish I could talk to them about this. But people don't talk to you about these things. Very few people have that kind of dedication. Because they haven't been entering into those glories, but when anybody that wants it, you know, I've had the Lord help me to say things that inspire people, and they start entering into another glory that from their level. And it's not about being better than somebody. Please don't misunderstand. When you walk into another glory, that you remember the Holy of Holies. When you walk in that Holy of Holies, when the priest would walk in there, he had to have a rope tied to his foot and bells at the end of his garments. They would ring. If he died in the glory, because they drag him out. Well, some people wasn't going to go in there. But we have the Holy Spirit. We're equipped to walk into the Holy of Holies. And you walk into a new glory. And you're sanctioned for it. Now, yesterday's broadcast was called Sanctions. It was two broadcasts, Sanctions. Sanctions and then Sanctions 2. Now, the second one, with the first one, is much more powerful because the Lord gave a great illustration. And I want people to know these things. When you walk into another glory, it doesn't matter if you don't have the platform that others have. But the day will come, God will give you one. But whatever he give you, be faithful. He gave me a radio broadcast and this website. Later on, in 06, the radio broadcast. I had a website. But then in 2016, he gave me which is 10 years later, he gave me the Heart to Heart broadcast. And so that's the platform, that's the main platform that I use beside it, my everyday life. And then as you walk in greater glories, you can always bless people no matter what glory they're on. You can be even people that walks on a greater glory than you. The Lord will say inspiring things for them through you. And when people pull at your anointing, he'll cause you to speak even further beyond your years, even past your own understanding. Words and phrases will come out of your mouth that you just couldn't expect. Now I'm out of time. The Lord is not. He'll continue to mighty move in throughout your life. Till next time, remember.